Hi, I'm Rigger J, and this is my geeky, kinky, techie audio blog. Musings, facts, more of a blog than a podcast, usually of adult topics, so if you are not of the age of majority, please stop listening. Also, if you're listening on Anchor FM, I'm doing these in segments, and the segments on the webpage don't automatically go to the next chapter. So if you're listening there, please go hit the next button. It won't autoplay. Anyway, thank you, and on to the episode. Hey guys, it's July 3rd, and inspired by a conversation Math Magazine brought up on Twitter, I kind of wanted to give some information about deepfakes, deep nudes, and the nature of the technology. So let's talk about deepfakes, deep nudes first. It's basically a technology that can superimpose someone's face onto someone else's face for the purposes of video or photos. And the big key to this currently is it takes a large data set of both subjects for this to work correctly. And the reason for that is the computer needs to see somebody in lots of different lighting, lots of different angles, lots of different facial expressions. And then, after analyzing both people, and then using something called facial recognition, meaning this is a face, these are where the eyes are, given the angle of the eyes and the nose, this is, you know, it can match things up. And so think about, let's talk about a useful use for this. Think about the movie Forrest Gump. There are many scenes where Forrest is interjected into famous moments, like getting a Medal of Honor. I think that was a Medal of Honor. Anyway, he's getting awarded a medal by a president, and they took video from an original, and they overlaid Tom Hanks's face on top of it. And that type of case, it was probably done painstakingly, cell by cell, made sure Tom Hanks was in the right light when they did the video for that, and angles and stuff like that. So there was no really brutal computer processing. But let's fast forward to today. They probably would use the deepfakes technology to do this. But maybe not. Remember what I said in the beginning where you needed a lot of data? Well, you could get a fair bit of data from the original video clip of the medal awarding, but very limited data set, not very dynamic. And then you could overlay Tom Hanks on top of that. And the computer would look for eyes, nose patterns, and it would look at the digital image and put the pixels on top of each other. So the thing is that this is, the code to do this is out there. The algorithms have been written in people's papers for PhD studies. There's one that's called Deep Artistic Neural Style or something along those lines. And basically, it could take your photo and modify it to look like a work of art. And it does this by just constant sampling using machine learning algorithms. Now, in many ways, so machine learning algorithms are, that's a whole deep other conversation, but basically they're computationally heavy. You are doing millions at times, or millions and millions, or yeah, just massive amounts of calculations to overlay a face. And so think about this. One moment. So right now, deepfakes has good uses, mostly in video, movie production, stuff like that. But it has its nefarious uses, which are the things like deep nudes, which is take someone's face and put it on top of a naked body, put it into a porno flick, etc. And even recently, I just saw a video. What they did is they sample, they do, in the facial detection area, they do lip detection. And then combine the lip detection to sequence to the sound. So let's say this whole podcast was me talking with a video. Well, it could look at my face, look at my lips, and then look for key sounds that make up the English language. And with a big enough sample set, you should be able to get somebody's speech pattern to the point that you can figure out, and they did this in the video, what sounds are made in what place for you, what your lips look like. So you could take the sentence, "How y'all doing?" and by looking at the video of me saying that, replace it with, "How are you all doing?" And in the end, it would sound correctly, even though I've never said, "How are you doing?" And my lips would move in the video correctly. But what it takes to do that is sample sets. But think about one of the other benefits of this. You might be able to make me say this in Chinese. Maybe not Chinese, there's such as tonal differences, but I might be able to speak in any of the Romantic languages, in German, by just typing in the words you want me to say, and my lips will move as if I actually said those things. And people are going to... So early deep fakes had errors and aberrations. The video wasn't quite perfect. You could see noise around the edges of where the video did its thing. But it's getting better constantly. And the tweaks to make it better are in public domain. They are in GitHub repos. Just around the whole deep fakes, someone who wrote deep fakes, who wrote the original, which was based on other people's work, people keep refining it and making, picking out error corrections. So if you can figure out, oh, well, if you look for this chromatic aberration, you know, weird colored pixels around the edge, then you can spot a deep fake. Well, somebody's going to go make algorithms to spot the chromatic aberration and then correct it. And machine learning can be set up to go, this is what chromatic aberration looks like. How do you make it not look like that? So it just keeps going deeper and deeper. The immoral use around taking your, you know, a famous person and then putting them on, who has never done adult content, and then putting them on top of a person who is doing adult content is extremely immoral. But unfortunately, the technology to do it is, it's out there. I really applaud countries and states that are putting in place in laws to protect, hey, if you release deep fakes and revenge porn stuff, deep fake revenge porn, you can get penalized. But the problem is the quality is coming to the point, will come to the point, and is becoming to the point that person may say, no, that wasn't me, and they can't prove it. You know, unless that's, yeah. But what does it take to do this? That's back to the initial statement. And what that is a large sample set. So one of the things deepfakes actually, people have built tools for, is you type in the name of a person. So you type in your favorite adult star in Google, an image search, and you're going to get tons and tons of photos that match this person. They made a tool that goes and finds all those images, downloads them, then uses facial recognition to find the faces in the photos. Then what you can do is, because you might get a lot of faces that aren't the face you're looking for, you can go in and say, that guy, that guy, that guy, that guy, that guy, that guy. You know, you just keep clicking. You might have to click 100 or 200 faces. But then it can take on from there and go, oh, I'm looking for this face. And then it creates and it cuts and edits the photos down so it's just got the person's face from a lot of different angles, from a lot of different light. And then you go to somebody's Instagram profile. You can do the same thing. Or their Facebook, or their Twitter, or any, or Flickr, any of their photo social media spaces. And you download all that, and you do the same thing. And now you have a data set for the porn star, and you have the data set for this person who you want to make nefarious videos of. Well, and then you get a video with the porn star performing, and you give it to the computer. And the computer will go through and will analyze all the slides, find the person's face, check the angles, then compare it to the data set, and then overlay it, and congratulations, we have porn of somebody who didn't do porn. And these laws that people are putting in, I love it, I like it, but it's going to become harder and harder to prove. You will not be able to stop deepfakes. It's a technology that is all over the internet. The source code is out. It is in people's papers. It's sort of like the nuclear bomb. It's physics. Deepfakes is math. Because you take a face, people forget that digital images is all zeros and ones. It's all math. We can't stop it. There are good uses for it. There are amazing uses for it. But there's also a lot of shitty uses for it. And I don't know what the best route is. If you have any questions, I can help point you at a series of tutorial videos that talk about the nature of machine learning, the nature of machine image processing, facial recognition, which is a whole different freaking topic, and tightly coupled, but that's a bad thing, or an abused thing. Hell, I can point you at source code, because it's all easily and publicly available. It's not in some secret space. Anyway, as always, if you have any further questions or comments, please reach out to me. If you listen on Anchor FM, anchor.fm/riggerj, even if you didn't listen to that there, you can go there. And on your web browser, you could actually record a question to me. And I can use that in a response on an audio blog. Please, if you want to, reach out to me at RiggerJ on FetLife. RiggerJ underscore photo on Twitter. RiggerJ on Instagram. J@riggerj.com for email. Anyway, thank you for spending the last 15 or so minutes with me, and I hope you found this informative and not too demoralizing. On that note, have a great 4th of July tomorrow, and try and enjoy stuff. Just don't look what's going on in DC right now.